Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, forgiveness. This week's story comes to us from Jim Beyer and is titled, Carla Called. Thank you for listening.
This story happens a while ago. It was a Friday afternoon, beautiful sunny summer day. And I'm in my office typing away on my computer. Phone rings. Hey, Carla, what's going on? What? You're in the hospital? Oh, no. What happened? What? You have the clap? How'd you get that? Well, I'm not really that naive, but... So she says to me, well, you gave it to me. Oh, no. She says, you better go get it checked out. This is a really bad one. Oh, great. So I get on my motorcycle, ride down to the county clinic on Spruce or whatever it is, roll up there and walk in the door. And sitting in the lobby is my friend Dick. And he hasn't seen me yet, and I'm confronted with a dilemma. This is kind of like walking into a gay bar and seeing somebody you know. Only this is hypothetical on my part. I've never done that. Well, he looks up and goes, oh, hey, Jim. I look at Dick and I say, Dick, what are you doing here? He says, Carla called me. Oh, okay. And before we got to talking about that, the nurse comes out and calls him in. So I sit down, read his magazine, and a couple of minutes later, he comes limping out, holding his ass. The nurse calls me in. She looks at me and goes, you must be here about Carla. Well, why do you say that? Well, you're the third biker in here today. So I'm going, wow, that's special. So she says, okay, well, how many people have you been with since Carla? And so I have to think back to when I was with Carla. So I start doing some heavy math. Friday. About 5. So she says, do you want us to call them or will you contact them and tell them, you know, to come in and see us? And I'm thinking, you know, this is the 1970s and we didn't actually know the names of the people we slept with. So I said, well, if I see them again, I'll tell them, all right? So nurse says, okay, now when you were with Carla, how did you do it? Did you do it normally, orally, or anally? I says, all of the above. So she pulls out three cotton swabs about this big, and she takes one, she runs it down my throat, and I start gagging like a virgin on prom night. She puts that in a little special container. She holds up the other two. She says, I want you to take this one and put it up the hole in your penis and get a sample. I'm going, all right. And she said, she holds up the other one. I says, well, what's that for? She says, yeah, I want you to put this up your butt. And I said, no, hold on. I put it up Kara's butt. She didn't put nothing up mine, all right? So the nurse goes, okay. Hands me the stick, points me to a room. And so I go in there, and I try, but I can't get a sample. So I come back out again holding the swab. And she says, well, and I says, well, I'm sorry, I couldn't get an example. She says, why not? And I says, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not really well endowed, okay? She says, well, do you masturbate? I said, I shave my hand every day, okay? So she sends me in there and says, we don't really need any sperm, we just need some semen, you know, that comes out a little bit earlier. So I go there, okay, fine. So I'm in there for a few minutes, and I yell out the door, hey, can you help me out in here? She says, oh, shut up. So a few minutes later, I bring out one of those little slides with a drop of fluid on it and give it to her. So she says, okay, now I want you to drop your pants. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really cool. You know, I'm really hitting on this gal. So she pulls out this huge hypodermic and sticks me in my butt cheek, sends me on my way. Okay. I go home, walk through the front door, and my girlfriend is sitting on the couch, tapping her toe, and with a big, horrible scowl on her face. Oh, hi, honey. What's going on? She says, what did the doctor say? Well, what doctor? She says, come on, you can tell me. Carla called me. Oh, great. So here it is, a beautiful Friday afternoon, summertime, Missoula, Montana. Because of the penicillin I just had, I can't drink. The nurse told me I can't fuck till the test comes back, positive or negative. And I've got a really pissed off girlfriend. So we're sitting there, not saying much, and we cook dinner, not saying much. It's kind of frosty out. And then she turns on this movie with Anne Bancroft playing a fading ballet star called Turning Point. And this is like the 16th time she's seen it, and probably the 14th I have. So it's really not a very pleasant evening. As things progress, though, she says, honey, I want to tell you something, which from a woman is a bad thing. She says, the reason why all this happened is that while you were gone on your last business trip, Carla and I went over to Deer Lodge, and we had a lot of fun, and then something happened, and I fucked her boyfriend, Roberto. I go, oh, okay. Well, apparently, Gabby and I had an open relationship with, like, Newt Gingrich and his wife. So now that I've understood why Carla seduced me, well, she didn't have to work very hard because she was young and cute and had big tits. And, you know, I'm kind of a horn dog. So she didn't work very hard. But anyway, I realized that men, when they're pissed off at each other, will put up their fists and go, I'm going to fuck you up. Whereas women, when they're pissed off at each other, lift their dress and go, I'm going to fuck your boyfriend. And I thought, wow, what a concept. You know, this should happen all over the world. Why don't we elect women to be our world leaders? I mean, not that I really want to be the guy who had to fuck Hillary Clinton to keep her happy, you know. But it's a wonderful concept of nonviolent confrontation. Well, anyway, this story was supposed to be told last time when the theme was I got lucky, and you're wondering how it is that I got lucky. You know, being trapped in my house for a weekend with a pissed off woman, not drinking and not fucking. Well, of all the people in this story, I didn't get the clap, which I thought was pretty darn good. Well, the theme this time is forgiveness. And I will get to that now. After another year of a relationship with Gabby, and a marriage proposal and another long business trip away from her and coming home and finding that she had been sleeping with the drummer of a rock and roll band, she and I agreed to break up. And I was really pissed off at this drummer, and I really wanted to fuck him up. But after about 6 weeks of a normal relationship with a normal woman, I wanted to buy him a steak dinner. So I forgave him. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. Top Hat Missoula. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at GarageTees.com. Josh Quick illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cars, and music. Rockin' Rudy's, great people, great music. Rockin'Rudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 11th at the Union Club. The theme is misunderstandings. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/psttellus. That's PSSTTELLUS. And Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?